Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. How about those Guardians last night? Man, that was fun. I got to say, it was worth it. And then you want to start scoreboard watching to see what Texas does. And I'm enjoying this. I really am. And by the way, it's been a nice diversion from the Browns. Let's not kid ourselves, right?
We don't need a diversion. It's two games in, baby. You got the number one defense in the NFL.
I'm just kind of feeling it. I'm feeling.
What are you talking about?
It felt good last night to watch that game last night. I'm going to be honest.
Of course it did. It was fun.
You know, and then they come back. They get the home run with two. I'm like, damn, 27th out. Why can't they get it? Why is it so hard to get that 27th out?
Kate Smith's been really good. He threw a fastball and it didn't go where he wanted it to.
All right, let me throw this at you.
Throw it, baby. Throw it.
Is Stephen Vogt, I'll ask you this too, 216-474-0092, should he be considered for manager of the year? I can't think of a bigger controversy than having two guys dumped off the team for gambling allegations, and one who's allegedly the best closer in the game at the time. Like, I can't, and then able to steer, I mean, it's been a weird season. You look at all the winning streaks and the losing streaks.
Even if those two guys being tossed off the team cost you three games, well, there you go.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. I look at this and then I'm like, okay, well, who else is probably going to be up for manager of the year? And it's hard not to look at John Schneider in Toronto and A.J. Hinch. I mean, let's face it. I mean, Detroit, when you go back and look at what they did over the last two seasons, you know, Detroit probably earns a shot at that. I kind of peeked over a lot of the things, and there are some gaming places that don't even have vote on the board. I did find one. He's behind Aaron Boone and Kevin Cash. Like, Kevin Cash in Tampa has a better shot of being manager of the year than Stephen Vogt. Do you think he's...
Is he worthy? Sure he is.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a year that... if you want to talk about controversy and being able to, you know, make something out of nothing...
You know what, though, Andy? I think it's bigger than just, is he up for manager of the year?
Okay.
When they hired him, it was kind of out of the box move, you know? It was kind of like...
Especially for them.
How about this? It was kind of like Pittsburgh hiring Mike Tomlin years ago. Mike had been like a coordinator for 1 year. Had been a coach, but it's like, you hired who?
Couldn't you say the same for the Ravens? Like, did they hire the right Harbaugh?
They hired a special teams coach. Yeah. But a guy who had been around forever as a special teams coach with, you know, at the University of Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
and then in the NFL as well, with Philadelphia, and they hire a special teams coach. Our front office identified a guy that they thought would be a good manager. And you know what? They got it right. He has managed the snot out of this team.
Wow.
He's driven me, which is good because, wow. You know, sinuses in our, with all the hay fever and
that
stuff.
That is true.
I mean, allergy you don't season. Want, you don't
yeah.
want that.
Yeah.
He drives me nuts sometimes with the platooning.
That's a weird word, though. Let's be honest.
Snot?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. He drives me nuts with the platooning, except for one thing. Does he have a whole lot of choice? I mean, we've talked about how few everyday players he has.
The biggest move was taking Manzardo out all the time. That was driving
that
me
drove,
nuts.
That drove me nuts.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah, and even now, pinch hitting for the whoever's the DH and going lefty-righty and all that. Anyhow, going to a six-man rotation?
Yeah.
Well, that worked, didn't it?
It did work.
And guess what?
Whose call was that? Like, who do you think?
Well, it's got to be him.
Not necessarily.
I would think it was.
I would think the front office has some say in that,
too. I would think that it was group talk, but I would think ultimately
he and
Carl, no, they weren't thinking, they were talking.
Oh.
I would think ultimately Carl Willis is involved. Guess what? Now they're pitching that.
We hope that those two guys are involved.
Yeah. Well,
we hope that Carl Willis had a big voice in that
room. Well, whoever did it, Andy, it worked, and I'm going to give the manager credit.
I mean, I'll put Brad Goldberg in there, too. Put him in there, too. Why not? He knows those guys. Who's hanging out at the bullpen more than he is?
Okay. You're right.
I hope it's the baseball guys that are making that decision.
Whoever did it, it worked, and I'm giving the manager credit. And now they're going to pitch that. Why? Because here comes Gavin Williams on full rest. Last time he pitched was last Thursday. Tanner Bibee tomorrow on full rest. Last time he pitched was last Friday. And then they're going to push Logan Allen to the weekend against Minnesota. I think Stephen Vogt is managing the bejeebers out of this team. And I think he's done a really good job. And this might not mean much to anybody else. I love the way he handles himself. I love the way he presents himself to the fan base. And to the fan base, I mean through the media. You know, he comes off as level-headed, smart. I think he's very Stefanski, if you want to know the truth. He says more than Kevin.
I think he has more energy than Kevin.
I think he says more than Kevin.
Yeah.
But I think we have two good young guys running these teams, and I think they're both good at what they do. And I give Vogt a ton of credit, man, because I don't think this is anywhere near the fifth, sixth most talented team in the American League, yet they could end up making the playoffs.
The credit comes from being able to keep this thing together at the trade deadline.
Well, and you lost Ortiz, so there goes the guy you were counting on to be one of your starters.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up with, Joey Cantillo. Well, he works. You lost Ben Lively, who was supposed to be one of your starters. And, you improvised, you did some things, it worked. You got Logan Allen back on track after whatever happened last year with him. You've managed the heck out of the lineup, which isn't very good. I mean, Andy, you've got the lowest batting average in the major leagues. Your offense is anemic.
Anemic.
Yet you've been able to piece together enough offense to go along with the pitching. And I think Stephen Vogt deserves a ton of credit for that. And I don't think he gets it. I mean, good for him.
All right, so Texas wraps up their series with Houston tonight. That's an 8-10 start. Because they played the other day when that was the half game that the Guardians picked up on the day that they were off, right? So now the Guardians are sitting at 5.5 back in the Central. Like, I can't even believe we're even talking about the Central, knowing that you play Detroit five more times this season. I'm not really worried about the next series. I'm worried about the, like, it just changes the dynamic if they could take three there, especially the way they won last night. Man, they just found it. And that the ball found a way to, stay skinny on the lines, I guess. I don't know the best way to put it. But, God, I don't know. Was it luck? You think a little bit of it was luck last night? It's hard to place the ball near the line, right? It's hard to get a ground rule double. I mean, these aren't simple things in baseball.
Their extra base hits in the 10th inning it was like, wow, look at this going.
They jumped up 4% yesterday in their playoff possibility on ESPN. They were at 10% yesterday. They're at 14.7 right now. They were like 10-something. 10 and change, and now they're 14 and change. So they're like pretty much a 5% jump in the opportunity to try to make the playoffs. So what has to happen from here on out? I love the fact that they changed the rotation to try to grab two games here, to try to, throw your best pitchers up.
Well, that's managing your team, isn't it?
Well, it is.
It's managing your team.
It is. Dan, I don't know. Give me your thoughts on this.
It's been fun. I mean, this is what you want of September baseball. You want to be in the middle of all this stuff.
Absolutely.
It's what you want. I mean, this is what we all said is, hey, give them a shot and let's see how this goes. They've won 9 out of their last 10. They're on a 5-game win streak. keep it going. It's all you can do. I mean, the tiebreaker is still up in the air against the Tigers as well.
So like, now we're even at four games apiece, right?
Yeah, and I think they've got five to play.
Five to play, and man, could you imagine if they won the Central because of a tiebreaker?
Heck yeah!
Oh man,
I mean this is what it is. This is the playoff chase. This is what makes it fun. Is every single night you're paying attention to not only your team but paying attention to all the other races that are going on, trying to see what the Mariners are doing, seeing what the Astros are doing. Like, you control your own destiny if you just keep finding ways to win games.
Yep.
It's awesome. And this is what you want.
And last night's game was just a blast. I mean,
even if they lost?
Yeah. Andy, it's what is this ultimately? It's entertainment.
Yeah.
And what was it last night?
It was entertaining. Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't think you can give Vogt enough credit. I don't think you can give the organization enough credit. Now, before I say, before I get calls about this, yeah, I know. They should spend more money. Yeah, I know. They can't hit. What are they?
I gotta be honest,
they're entertaining. They're giving us a product that's fun to watch.
Jeff, I haven't thought about the lack of spending money at all.
I haven't either.
The only thing I think about is I wish they had another bat. I don't correlate
Andy,
that
I
exactly.
I wish they had three more bats. And they better find some. The way this organization handles pitching, I mean, think about it. You lost the best closer in the game, and you lost a starter who was on the rise, and you're not getting them back. And guess what happened? Well, all right, let's slide the setup guy to closer. He's pretty darn good. And let's bring up Joey Cantillo, and let's make sure look at Slade Ciccone. All of a sudden, oh, look at there. They've been able to fill those spots with very little trouble. Now, losing those guys might have cost you two or three games, and that could cost you a playoff spot. But it was beyond your control.
Hmm. Who are we chasing in the wild card right now? Let's be honest. Because Boston's falling apart a little bit here.
Yeah, and Boston's starting to slip, but they've got the Athletics.
Yeah, Boston also went from like 90-some percent to 86% chance of making the playoffs. Yeah,
well, I mean, they're facing Oklahoma, so who knows? They've pretty much rolled over.
I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if they I would love it if the Red Sox didn't make the playoffs. Are you kidding?
I want them in because they're fun to watch. Red Sox are a fun team.
I want them out because anytime
they
the Yankees
a ton
are
of runs.
As long as the Yankees or Red Sox are out, that's a good deal.
I'm here for entertainment. I'm here to put my legs up and just watch really good baseball. So give me the best teams that you could possibly give me that'll put my feet up and I can watch great baseball.
Give me the best teams minus one plus the Guardians.
What's it say about... yeah, I'm with you. What's it say about the game itself right now? What are we, 12 games left to go in the season? There's only been three teams actually mathematically eliminated from the American League playoffs.
I hate that.
That there's only three teams?
I know it's allowed our team to be in it right now. There are too many teams in the playoffs.
But they're not in the playoffs right now. I mean,
there are too many teams that will be in the playoffs. That's what I mean.
Even in the National League, you're looking at only three teams eliminated. Only six teams have been eliminated. How about that? All right, let's continue on. We'll talk more about the Guardians. Do you think Stephen Vogt should be the manager of the year the way he's been taking care of this team? Are you on board? I mean, Jeff and I
are both. At least we should appreciate what we have here.
Yeah, maybe that's a better point. Plus, Kevin Stefanski coming up around the top of the hour. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be the fan. I can't, or I can.
No, I don't.
Well, now that I've already kind of teased it, we're going to go down that road for a second.
I mean, I'll set it up. Fearless leader walked in here. He was wondering if he was getting something done. As he was walking out the door, the man wears cologne. Smells fantastic. What can I tell you? Dude, he came in here. Smelled fantastic.
But here's the bigger question.
I operate in a really small room with a lot of husky fellows. Trust me, fantastic is not a way I would describe any of our smells. That man smelled fantastic.
Valid.
I respect, totally respect what you're saying, but here's the bigger point. Like, as you were going through that, I was like, yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I don't think there's anything where you don't lose any respect, I guess, for saying that. And I don't think that that's over the line. I think the problem is like,
suck up to the boss.
Well, no, this is what I think is weird. Okay. Right. Someone like people shampoo, let's just go with shampoo, right? Shampoo smells
Thanks,
good.
Andy,
like,
appreciate that.
Like there is some shampoo that smells really good. I'm sorry, Jeff. I know it's been a while, but shampoo is the stuff you use in here that sometimes it smells really good. And you walk by someone and you're like, oh man, that smells really good. And if I turn to my daughter who is early 20s right there, I'm like, oh, did you smell that? And she'd be like, what? And then she would look at me and what would she say? What would she say? You want to guess? That's what, Dad?
Creepy?
That's creepy. Why is that creepy? So what is wrong with recognizing something that actually smells good? What's wrong with that?
I think delivery has something to do with it too.
Well, you walk by, like even if you didn't even see the person. And you smell that, like...
And so, if you know them, it's a different story. Like, if you start doing that to strangers on the street, no matter how you phrase it, it starts coming off as, you smell really nice.
Yeah, that's not where I'm going with it. I just, like, I looked at my kid. I don't even know who the person was that walked by or whatever. I'm like, oh, that smelled good.
You smell pretty.
Now, that's creepy.
Right. If you do that with strangers on the street, not if you do it with people you know, I think it's a different story.
I'm going to spend 60 seconds on this, too, because I know I'm going to get back good. To the guy. Listen, this bothers me to no end. This happened 2 years ago, right? I'm sitting in the stands at a high school football game. There's a couple kids that are walking up the stairs. There were three girls that I had coached. One of them I had coached in hockey, right? And they were walking up the stairs, and one tripped, and her iPhone dropped, okay? My wife... My daughter and her boyfriend are all sitting in front of me, right? And we're at this game. So the girl trips as she's walking up the stairs. Her phone falls out of her hands, and it's sitting right next to me, and I went to go pick it up, and she picked it up before I did. And I said, oh, you better get that quick before all the pictures fall off. It was a joke. It was
okay,
a joke.
Now I'm tracking.
You're with me on this, Jeff? You with me on this?
Dr. Rick's on the phone for you.
Are you with me on this? It was a joke, right? And it was a kid that I knew. And I just said, all your pictures. My wife,
there's a reason they don't call them clean bikes. And
I'm going to give my daughter's boyfriend a lot of credit because he didn't jump in the conversation on this one. Didn't say a word, just kind of looked forward. They both looked at me and said, that's creepy.
Andy,
what is creepy about it? It was a joke.
The bathroom code, Andy, is 9419.
I hate you.
DeAndre Carter in concussion protocol. He's the only person on the pre-practice injury report for the Cleveland Browns today.
Was that creepy? Yes or no? And the story's over. Creepy yes or no that I said that?
No, it wasn't creepy.
I think you're fine.
You've made better jokes, though.
Of course.
We're not here to hire your writers, but no, I don't think it was
creepy. Creepy is not the word.
I'm like, your pictures just fell off your phone. I didn't think it was that big a deal. I'm telling you, my wife was shooting darts through my head with the look she gave me. It was a joke. It was a joke. Okay, let's go back to Guardians here for a second. And last night, there was one point in the game late that Dan and I have a huge difference on. Jeff, you're going to have to break the tie on this.
Oh, good.
Okay, so what? They're in the... I'm trying to remember. When was that? Was that the 10th? Was that the 9th or the 10th? It was the 10th. Okay. So they're in the 10th inning last night, and Martinez steps to the plate.
Yeah.
And you got a runner sitting at second, right?
Yeah.
And it's Rocchio at second. And they're trying to bunt him over, right? Just trying to bunt him over. And he can't do it. And I was all for it because I'm looking at Tropical Scrum. I'm like, get him over, get him in, break the tie. Get him over, get him in, and break the tie. So he ends up with two strikes on him. And now all of a sudden, I'm like, well, he's got to swing away now. And then he ends up coming up with a seeing eye hit, seeing eye double, right?
seeing eye nothing, he smashed it.
He did. All right, I'll give it to you. It worked its way into the into fair and then made its way out.
Triple, actually.
Yeah, it was a triple.
Man hit ball hard.
Yes, he did hit the ball hard. But yeah, so you're upset that they took the bat out of his hands in his first place.
Yes!
Come on, man. You need one run. They're basically giving you a run by putting him in scoring position. Well, I would have done the same thing. I would have bunted him over.
Why play for one run when I could play for many runs?
Jeff, break the tie.
This is Homer Simpson reaching under, finding the $20 bill and going, oh, I want a peanut. And his brain kicking in going, money can you use for goods and services to buy many peanut?
Oh, you got to be kidding. You're way over the top on this.
Tell me if you guys are in on this.
Okay.
The general thinking that I've heard from, you know, listening and reading and following all this stuff with the whole runner on second base. And by the way, he's not a ghost runner because there he stands.
Zombie runner.
Ghost runner is, you know, like when you're playing wiffle ball.
When
you
there's no one actually standing there.
Yeah.
The ghost is the double, though.
That's why I go zombie.
It's because
how about just runner?
I like Matt, zombie.
No, Matt said that last night, too, right? Matt called him a ghost runner.
And well, I don't like everybody, man, everybody that means does. We're giving him credit
yeah,
for this.
Not on Matt, and I don't have any problem does. With that. Yeah. No, I just like, I, well,
not, he's standing
I'm not
there.
Giving
not
him credit,
ghost.
But I mean, it's a professional broadcast, right? Right? You're not going to.
No, I'm not calling him Manfred Man because I'm not giving Rob Manfred credit for this abomination.
Here's the
zombie runner.
Here's the thinking, though. That,
he was dead and now he's back alive.
Here's the thing I keep hearing time and time again.
I had
again
no problem with
about
ghost.
This. Go ahead. If you're the away team and you're batting in the 10th inning, you play for a multiple run inning. And if you're the home team and you come up in the bottom of the 10th after the other team didn't score, then you bunt the guy over and you play for one run to win the game. And I'm gonna play for a big inning. You already have a man on second. You're not going to get him doubled up. You know? He's not going to get doubled off a second with the first batter. And then it led to, you already had one run in.
Yeah.
So shouldn't you try and just keep going?
So are you saying this is the equivalent to, in college football, kicking a, if you go for one run and you're bunting, it's like trying to kick a field goal rather than go for the touchdown? Is that a fair comparison, or is that not right?
I don't know.
Dan?
I only have so many outs. Why am I openly giving one up and stunting my inning?
Especially when I already have one in, so I've already taken the lead. Let's go for it.
Exactly.
Let's see if we can blow it open. And as it turned out, they hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the 10th, so you needed more than two runs, as it turned out.
I would have bunted. I was okay with bunting. I didn't have any problem with it at all. I want to break that tie. That's my first goal. I got to break the tie.
They already had a run in.
At that point, Rocchio had scored Kwan and brought him in. You're right. You're right. Martinez
they already
was
had a run in.
I was still good with it. I was like, okay, now there's your second run. That's why I was okay with it, because it would have been the second run. That's why I was still good with it. I'm like, okay, well, they got one. Okay, they got the run they were supposed to get. Go get another one. What? Why is it wrong to bunt there? I understand what you're saying, but I don't have a problem at all.
As Dan said, you only have so many outs.
I only have so many outs. Why am I openly giving some up?
And
I don't understand why you give away outs. That will break my brain until the end.
I've seen guys bunt and get on base still.
After Martinez,
if you're
you
fast,
have,
yes, I'm in. If you're,
you don't think Martinez is fast?
If you're Steve, I don't know. I've watched him bunt enough times this season to know he can't bunt.
That's exactly
well, that's
right.
True. He can't bunt. That's the problem.
And what? After Martinez, you had Ramirez and Manzardo.
Like,
you don't think those two guys could get him in with a base hit or a double?
But you know? Why would you want to have to worry about getting a base hit or a double when all you have to do is hit a fly ball to get him in? Again, I know
because
you're
now
giving
I'm
away
scoring
another
one run and scoring again. $20 can be used to buy many peanuts.
I have three guys on the team that I think can really hit.
Yes.
Two of them are coming up. I'm going to trust them to get a hit.
But you're like one of the worst offensive teams in the league. Even if you have three guys you think you can hit, I had faith that Ramirez or Manzardo could hit a fly ball.
Would it be easier to hit a fly ball or to get a base hit?
It's easier to hit a fly ball.
Not necessarily.
What do you? It's the percentage has to be greater to hit a fly ball. Or even a ground out, because you've got a chance on a fielder's choice to bring him in, too. You don't necessarily even have to hit it. If you can hit it to the right side of the field with
if
a guy
I'm,
at third base, you've got a chance.
If I'm the away team, I'm always going to play for a big inning, so I'm not going to bunt.
I'm struggling with this. Philosophically, I don't have a problem with bunting. And by the way, it couldn't have been that dumb. Major League Baseball did. They did it last night, too. I mean, right? Your manager, Stephen Vogt, we're just talking about being manager of the year. We're having him in the conversation. It was his idea. Do you think Martinez walked up there and said, I'm a bunt.
No, I'm not saying that we just thought he should have played for a big inning.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you always play that way. You do. You hate bunting.
I hate it. I can't stand it unless you are fast and can bunt. Like if you're bunting for a base hit, I'm here for it. All day, every day.
Like you know who can bunt? Austin Hedges. If Austin happened to come up, he's not slow and he doesn't hit well. By God, lay one down. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that situation, you've got a better chance of winning with Austin Hedges moving a runner over than with Austin swinging the bat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.